朋友，你好，这里是为你读英语美文，我是冯静。为你读英语美文，从永清主播的创办到现在，那一点一滴的成长都历历在目。我们每天都会收到听众朋友的反馈，看到朋友们的好评以及建议，我们很感动。你的倾听，你的建议，就是我们最大的动力。今天与大家分享的是李大钊的名篇《今 The Living Present》。李大钊在文章中强调，为今天而工作，创造美好的未来。这篇文章写于1918年，虽然时隔近百年，拜读此文依然能感受到那些深刻启示。我以为世间最可宝贵的就是今，最易丧失的也是今，因为它最容易丧失，所以更觉得它可以宝贵。时光荏苒，蓦然回首，有多少人都在感叹着人生短暂。昨天已经过去，可以怀念，但是永远不可能再回来。而明天就像种子期待春天的到来，但是种子是否能够发芽，我们无从知晓。其实人生就是由每个今天组成。小时候读书的时候，我们看书画画，经常会写关于长大了想做什么的作文。或许当时的你想做飞行员，想做画家，想做大老板。现在的你还记得当时的想法吗？或许你会因为现实的残酷而焦躁、无奈或者麻木，但是过去的某一个念想会使你暗自悔恨。其实我们都是凡人，应该抓住能抓住的，享受能享受的，若非如此，活着也就失去了当下的快乐。The Living Present。Of all things in the world, I think the present is the most precious, and also the most apt to slip through our fingers. We, therefore, treasure it all the more because of its transience. Why is the present so precious?The following quotation from the philosopher Emerson best serves for an answer. Make use of time if you love eternity. Yesterday cannot be recalled. Tomorrow cannot be assured. Only today is yours. One todayIs worth two tomorrows. Why is a present so easily lost? Because the universe as well as human life is changing non-stop all the time. Time never tarries with us a bit longer because we treasure and love it. It is hard to tell Which moment in the ups and downs of life is our present or now? What we call our present or now at one time will at next be quickly gone and become the past. Isn't it a pity to unthinkingly idle away the present?
孩子哭了笑了，时间都去哪儿了？还没好好看看你，眼睛就花了。柴米油盐半辈子，转眼就只剩下满脸的皱。哭了笑了，时间都去哪儿了？还没好好看看你，眼睛就花了。柴米油盐半辈子，转眼就只剩下满脸的皱纹了。